In their three campaigns against one another, Ginta and Shea Porter have debated more than a handful of times. They rarely agree on much. It was in the final minutes of this debate that they found themselves on the same page of an issue.
And quickly, as New Hampshire residents, Congresswoman, would you like to see New Hampshire have a casino?
No, I would not.
Unfortunately, the casino issue is not one that's decided by members of the U.S. House of Representatives.
Mr. Ginta?
I think there are so many better ways that we can jumpstart our economy.
Apart from non-specific calls for reforming the tax code and for Edward Snowden to return to America to face criminal charges, Ginta and Shea Porter were almost exclusively at odds. Ginta assailed the Affordable Care Act and Anthem's limited insurance network that doesn't allow access to every hospital in the state.
But people like Carol Shea Porter seem to think that this is working. 65% of the state doesn't want it, but she's doubling down on it.
But Shea Porter didn't back away for her vote for so-called Obamacare. She noted that the law increased access to insurance and called it the law she was most proud of.
We fixed a problem that your party did not fix for decades.
This wasn't the only issue where the two were at odds. For instance, immigration.
Well, I support the Senate version for immigration, which, of course, Kelly Ayotte voted for because it's a tough one.
Ginta, meanwhile, said he would support reforming certain guest worker visas, but only after sealing the border and rescinding an executive order that allows some immigrants to stay in the country while their status is being considered. Shea Porter says she favors reforming the IRS and accused Ginta of wanting to abolish the agency that she called the nation's accounts receivable. Ginta countered that ditching the IRS as we know it would solve problems.
Instead of having IRS agents come after individuals, come after small business owners, come after nonprofits, why don't we just have a very simple process of simplifying the code, and you can have a very simple tax collection process.
Because Ginta has been out of office now for 2 years, many of Shea Porter's attack lines were recycled from previous campaigns. She again brought up a now 4-year-old Federal Elections Commission complaint against Ginta for not declaring a bank account containing $355,000.
So are you going to deny? Because at 5:02 today, we called, and your case is not closed. It is still open. So you're going to deny that you're still being investigated by the FEC?
Ginta, meanwhile, repeatedly painted Shea Porter as a Washington insider.
It sounds like a lot of Washington speak.
And?
Carol Shea Porter has been in Congress for 6 years.
While that claim is true, it avoids mentioning the 2 years that Ginta occupied the same office from 2010 to 2012. Two polls out today suggest either candidate could end up holding the seat for the next 2 years. One from UNH put Shea Porter up by 4 points. The other, by New England College, had Ginta up by 6. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.